Okay, we saw a pop-up, but we don't know.
Yeah, that was
We'll wait
Auto
for you.
AI. I think that is what is recording. Let me
So we can
also.
start?
No, one moment. Let me open the
Okay.
transcript as well.
Okay.
Yes, we are good to go.
Good morning, Malika.
Good morning, Sati.
Okay, firstly, thank you for your time today and thank you for this conversation. Just for the purpose, learning purposes, as you are aware, we would like to use this conversation for our learners. The confidentiality will be maintained, but we would like to use this recording for learning purposes. Do I have your permission for recording this?
Yes, Aati.
Okay, thank you so much for your permission. So before we start, what I would like, Malika, is for us to just center in, just take a pause, calm down, and might be, just be present in the moment. And once you are ready to have the conversation, you can let me know and we can start the conversation.
Yes, Aati, I'm ready.
Great. So, what would you like to talk about today, Malika?
I want to talk about my interactions with the union leader in my organization. In this role, I've been in this role for 7 years, and I've been having this interaction with him. Now, my interactions have always been operating at their level. Okay, being approachable, being available for them, whenever they call me, soft in my tone, and also focusing on, the collaboration to drive results. But, so this has been helping in maintaining relations, but now I'm beginning to feel that it is not helping me to drive organizational results. So that is what is going on in my mind.
So great. I hear that you have been 7 years in this role. You are able to build relationship with your union leader, which generally is very, very difficult in many organizations, and which I think is very good that you are able to have a very good collaborative relationship with the union. That's a great thing to know. But I also hear you say that because of this relationship or because of this collaboration, looks like you are now finding it difficult to drive results within the organization. So tell me a little bit more about when you say that driving the results, what do you mean? Can you just elaborate that a little more?
So, when it is always about getting more out of them, but when we go to them for more, it is about what is they get in return. So it's always about negotiating for resisting change, asking for more benefits in return to the organizational needs. So, what happens is it's becoming little, difficult, in getting things moving very fast, because now, the world has become so agile. The market space is changing very, dynamically, and as an organization, we have to be agile and respond it quickly. But if my shop floor is not responding in a similar way, then, it is affecting business.
So what I hear you say is that because of this resistance to change, looks like the organization is not, is unable to be agile, unable to move at the pace that the industry or the global economy or the global environment is moving. Right? Am I right in hearing that?
Yeah, so the organization wants to be agile, and not get enough support. So when we want that support, then they are with what is in for us, that negotiation mode. So it delays our response to the market.
Okay, so I hear you say because they want to negotiate, then there it gets delayed, the work get delayed or the action gets delayed. Okay. So there is in essence, what I'm hearing is that on one side, there is this relationship and the collaboration that is going very well. But on the other side, because of this, might be the impact is on the way forward or in the quick action in terms of going forward.
Yes.
That's a little bit of a dilemma that we spoke that you are speaking about. And you are right. The environment is dynamic, and it is important to move at that space. So tell me, you spoke about a few things now. What would you like to explore today?
So I am actually thinking about how I can reposition myself, okay, and create that power distance that I'm seen as someone who means business.
That's very interesting. You're talking about power distance, developing that power distance to be able to reposition yourself. Very interesting, very interesting. And when you say that, you would like to, this whole repositioning yourself, what would you mean by repositioning yourself?
So I want to start operating at a level up where I'll be very assertive in communicating what is the organizational need, and everything cannot be negotiated. Negotiations can happen, but the conclusion has to be faster, and they have to be logical in their demand.
And what will be the impact, of this assertion in communication, for the, for the present and for the future?
So I think the future impact will be that if I'm assertive and if I communicate assertively, it would also mean that I risk spending so much time in negotiations to get something get something done. So it will be it'll save my time. Because it's not only my time, but then we have a team who manage their the IR thing. So it will save our time and will prevent the delays in organizational deliverables.
Okay, so what I hear you say is, if you are able to assert yourself, it will help you save time, it will help with better IR relationships, industrial relationships, and prevent delays.
Yeah.
Right? And what will be the, what will be the purpose of this from a future perspective?
The purpose is, meeting organizational deliverables, because it's a
Okay.
highly competitive, landscape, and every organization has to be able to, differentiate itself to, be the forerunners.
That's interesting. Yeah. So it will help you meet the organization deliverables, be in a competitive landscape. Yeah. Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. So what is becoming clearer now, Malika?
So if I'm able to, create that power distance, and where I know, like it is about, I'd be. It's not only about the power distance where I'm saying I will be more authoritative. It is about empathy also. I would not want the empathy side of me to be completely washed off. But there will be something with authority with empathy is something, which will help me at this point.
Okay. So what I hear you say also, you would like to be somebody who creates that power distance, but with empathy, so that you are able to balance the whole power distance and the empathy piece of it.
Yes.
Okay, that's I think very interesting. So for you to do that, for you to be a leader, create that power distance, be a leader with empathy, what will need your attention?
So it could be, the shift in probably my behaviors, like my love, kind of my language, I mean the assertiveness language. I meant by when I mean language, it is assertiveness in my communication. Also, something where I can influence and make an impact.
Okay, so so what I hear you say is that there is need to be a certain shift in your behavior. Okay, which will help you. Might be, you need to be a little more assertive in your communication, which will help you influence and create an impact. Right? And for you to, shift this change in behavior, what will enable you to shift, make this shift in behavior?
Just be no, like being mindful,
Okay.
not being reactive, being
Okay.
my immediate reaction, pause. Take time to think, and then look at ways of dealing with these requests or their demands which come often.
Okay. So you need to be more mindful, reactive, not be reactive, take a pause. And that is what I hear you say.
Yeah, because see, if there's a demand, and if I want to show the power distance, and I will say immediately, no, it is not possible. So will I be, then breaking relationships completely, or should I just take a pause, think about it, okay, and then think how I can, effectively communicate that, okay, this is not possible at this moment of time. So no, so that is what I meant, like. No, not immediately react. No, ये possible नहीं है. हाँ, तो फिर वो लाइक उनको मना ही करना है, बट देन हाउ आई कैन बी नॉट बी रिएक्टिव एंड टेक माई टाइम टू रिप्लाई.
Right. So what are you learning now, Malika?
So like in my endeavor to be to create that power distance, I should not lose my the empathy side. I should pause and be mindful and then respond, so I think need to understand, how much pause I have to take and how I have to respond. So I think need to kind of learn that.
Okay, that sounds interesting. And to do this, to be able to, take that pause, to not be reactive, what are the resources you think you will need?
Sati, I think I will need a mentor who has got this experience of managing union and how they have done that, maintaining a common distance and then still influencing to make an impact. So that's one thing. Probably I may also need to learn the art of, kind of communicating with the union, especially, how to be diplomatic, I may want to put it like that. But nicely pack the no nicely and then offer it to them. So I think I will need to develop those skills as well.
Yeah, pack it in a nice way. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Okay. And what are the actions that you will take to do this?
So I think, as I said, I think I will have to identify a mentor for myself. I think also, some short course on managing union leaders. I will need to see, if it is available or not, and try to find it out. And so I think case studies and examples, if I could get. From somewhere, or I can also network with my industry peers, reach out to them, and then so when I do that, I think I should be more confident then.
Okay. And how will you hold yourself accountable
I
to
think I
all these
will.
actions that you spoke about?
And so, as I'm speaking to you, I think all these points which have come to me,
Sure.
I will note it down and look at a plan, you know, how I can get there, and then, you know, give a timeline to it.
Sure. Yeah, planning and then providing a timeline for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And Mallika, how do you think I can help you in this journey?
Yeah, Sati, you have been not very, like, you know, I think talking to you, I have been able to identify actions. So if you can, you know, help me, you know, to check in with me and, you know, see where I'm progressing
Sure.
give me that push and, you know, motivate
Okay.
me.
Okay, sure. I would be happy to do that, Mallika. We can set up some time, maybe, whatever makes you comfortable in a month or so, and then maybe we can look at doing that. Fine. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about, Mallika, before we close our conversation?
No, Sati, this has been very helpful to me. Thank you so much for it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mallika, for opening up and for sharing, the conversation. And it was very interesting to hear about this whole power dynamics. So thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you, Sati.
Are you okay to close the conversation now?
Yes.
You are? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.